တင်းနဲ့နောက်နိုင်ငံတွေတည်တာလေဒီမှာတည်သေးလေ
း One can see the difference between foreigners and Burmese people. Burmese people are very small.
နောက်နိုင်ငံအစားများဝင်ရကြီ
း Westerners eat more food.
ဒီနေ့ဘုရင်မြန်မာနိုင်ငံမန္တလေးတိုင်းဒေသကြီးပြင်းဦးလင်းမြို့နယ်ဒီနေ့2018ခုဖေဖော်ဝါရီလ4ရက်
Today is the 4th of February 2018. It's Sunday.
မြန်မာနိုင်ငံမန္တလေးတိုင်းဒေသကြီးပြင်းဦးလင်းမြို့နယ်ပြင်စစံပြကြေးရွာချင်းမြေပြည်ရဲတပ်ကြောင်းအတွင်းမှာသူ၄နှစ်မြောက်ပထမတပ်သုတ်ဒီဘက်မေတ္တာတရားစခန်းအောင်ပွဲနေ့ဖြစ်တယ်
So today is the closing ceremony of the 4th Metta Retreat held at the Chamye Myein Meditation Center in the village of Piensa, belonging to the township of Pien Luin, belonging to the Mandalay Division. Order for this ceremony. First of all, you will take the 5 precepts. And after that, Sayadaw will give a short Dhamma talk.
Arinama do viranyani do riyanyani do mimi na yogi de ga amyo da de ya vedami de yaAnd
after that, to Viranyani, to Ariyanyani, to Mimi, and one female meditator and one male meditator will address a few words to you. After that comes the question and answer session.
ဒါနလုပ်မယ
် and then comes the offering of the dana
အဲ့ဒီနောက်မှာမေတ္တာပို့မြဝေးမယ် forgiveness လုပ်မယ
် after that we'll ask for forgiveness
အဲ့ပြီးတော့မှာမေတ္တာပို့မြဝေးလုပ်မယ
် and after that we'll recite a metta chant and then dedicating and sharing the merits
ရာဘီ
So this, after this, the closing ceremony will be finished. So therefore, first of all, you will take the 5 precepts. And on your sheet, the 3rd precept is not Abrahmacharya, but it changes to...Kamesu Michachara, which means to abstain from sexual misconduct. But for those yogis who are staying on, bear in mind that you are keeping the 9 precepts. Sayadaw will give the 5 precepts to those yogis who are leaving and to the volunteers.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa
buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi
buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi
duṭiyaṃ pi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi duṭiyaṃ pi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi duṭiyaṃ pi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi
ชีวิตต้องสู่ตรุษต้องในเรื่องนี้นะตัตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังกัจฉามิตัตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังกัจฉามิตัตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังกัจฉามิทัตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังกัจฉามิทัตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังกัจฉามิ Tatiyampi Sangang Saranang Gacchami
Sarana Gamanam Bari Bonam
Amapanti
Banadi Badawram Nisekhabran Samadhi Yami
Panadipata Viramani Sikhapadang Samadhi Yami
Adinadana Uram Nisekhabran Samadhi Yami
Adinadana Viramani Sikhapadang Samadhi Yami
Kame Sumichachara Viramani Sikhapadang Samadhi Yami
Kame Sumichachara Viramani Sikhapadang Samadhi Yami
Musavara Viramani Sikhapadang Samadhi Yami
Musavara Viramani Sikhapadang Samadhi Yami
Suramiriya Mijya Bhamadathana Viramani Sikhapadang Samadhi Yami
Suramiriya Macha Bhamadathana Viramani Sikhapadang Samadhi Yami
Idam me silam
Idam me silam
Nibbanasa
Mitapasa
Bejeyo
Pachayo
Hodu
Hotu
Abhamadina Sambadita
Amapanti Now Sayadaw will give a short Dhamma talk.
Ramadu Yogirine Vyavazarine Neneli Mesetagabhyobime.
First of all, Sayadaw will introduce the meditators and the volunteers to each other.
Vyavazamya Dibhua
So the you meditators, you are able to practice meditation here because you are supported by volunteers or also called Dhamma workers. And you have been practicing metta meditation. And you meditators, you have come from far away. You had a long journey to get here.
Switzerland, America, Germany, Canada,
So, you have come from countries like Switzerland, or America, or Canada, or Germany.
So you have come from many different countries. Sayadaw thinks maybe 20 different countries.
အခြေအနေလည်းအများကြီးပေးရတယ်လူလည်းပင်ပန်းတယ်ငွေလည်းဖီးဒင်းရင်စိတ်ဆိုလည်းအများကြီးကုန်တယ
် So you had to take your time to come here the journey was tiring and you also had to spend a lot of money for the airfare to come here
ဒီရတော့လည်းမေတ္တာတရားပွားများအထုကြိုးကြိုးစားစားပဲအထုကြပါလေ
And once you got here then you engage in the metta meditation practice diligently and sincerely
အဲ့ဝေယောဇာများကဒီလိုယောဂီတွေကိုတို့ဝေယောဇာလုပ်ပြီးပြုစုစောင့်ရှောက်ရတယ်လို့ဝမ်းမြောက်ဝမ်းသာဖြစ်ရတယ်
So for theVolunteers, they are when they support this kind of meditators who practice diligently and sincerely, so they can feel very happy about their selfless service.
Now we also do the same thing. Like, do the don't wait here and here. Learn by the little metta puja daya thanya in do leve alone alone.ဒီวิปัตตนาเตยาเมตตาเตยาอထုတ်တဲ့လို့
and the volunteers can get inspired or encouraged by all these meditators who come here to practice metta meditation or at other times vipassana meditation and in this way they can feel encouraged to engage in these practicesthemselves.
Eh, ไอ้လိုမဟုတ်ဘဲနဲ့ဝိယောသကုသိုလ်ပြုုံတက်တက်လေးနဲ့ရေနှက်ပြီးမနေနဲ့လို့
Or else they can feel very happy and satisfied about the fact that they are here as volunteers.
ရေကြီးတာကတော့ကြာပင်အောက်ကဖားမဖြစ်ဘူးအရေးကြီးတယ်
What is important is that it should not be, or they should not be, or become like a frog.
Jabinoga paga jabun jawo jawo sangle du mazaya bu jadwe jayin gule du mazaya bu
So the frog refers to a frog who sits under a lotus flower, and because the frog sits under the lotus flower, it cannot eat the seeds of the lotus flower.
နေရာကတော့ကြာပင်အောက်မှာပဲနေတယ်။ဒါပေမဲ့ကြာဝတ်ဆံကြာငုံကြာတွယ်ကြာရင်ကိုသူမစားရဘူးဘသူတွေစားတော့အဝေးမှနေတဲ့ငားတွေကလာလာစား
So the frog because it is sitting below the lotus flower it cannot eat the seeds it cannot drink the sweet nectar of the flower it's only other people who canEat the seeds, drink the nectar.
ကုလဘေဘုရားဘာသာနိုင်ငံဘုရားဘာသာလူမျိုးတွေမြန်မာနိုင်ငံမှာနေပြီးတော့နော်တရားဟောတဲ့ဒီတရားဓမ္မတွေကိုမိမိတို့ကိုယ်တိုင်ကမကြင့်မကြံမဲနဲ့ဒီလိုအဝေးကနေပြီးတော့တိုင်းတစ်ပါးကပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေလာလာလာလာပြီးကြင့်ကြံပွားများကြိုးစားအားထုတ်သွားပြီးသူတို့ကရယူပြီးသွားကြတယ်
So the Burmese people, they grow up in this country. Most of them grow up as Buddhists within the Buddhist culture of this country. So they are surrounded by this. but it's the foreigners who come from very far away who come here and then actually engage in the practice of what the Buddha was teaching.
So
Burmese people who do not actually engage in the meditation practice, they can be compared to this frog sitting under the lotus flower. So Vyavesas, helpers, volunteers, please do not become such a frog. So now the volunteers, they are also here in the meditation hall. They are sitting near the door, near the entrance door. So these volunteers, they are here to support you in your practice, and they do it really wholeheartedly. So this is not like in Western countries. There is a difference.
In
the West, people do not really know about doing voluntary service. They do not know so much about going to a center, a monastery, to offer their voluntary service. However, here in this country, in Myanmar, if Sayadaw puts out the message, please come and get the merit from this voluntary service, then many people will come to offer their voluntary service. So, for example, you know, there are special ceremonies throughout the year, a Katina ceremony, or there is Vaso ceremony starting the 3 month period of the Buddhist land, or there is another special ceremony or a meditation retreat like this. And so on those occasions, Burmese people flock, many Burmese people come to the center to offer their voluntary service. They need to take their time and to do their work, their voluntary service. It's also tiring. So some of the volunteers, they get up in the morning at 3:30 and start their work. Then after lunch, they have some time to take a rest. Then starting 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they start working again. So they have a lot of good intention and they do it with metta.
And
because they do it with a lot of metta, then everything turns out very well. Then everything turns out successfully. So one yogi was telling the other day in an interview to Sayadaw that in previous years she had attended the meditation retreat at the Chaswa monastery in Sagaing, and there in that retreat they hired a professional cook from Mandalay. And she said the food that was cooked by this chef from a hotel in Mandalay was very good. But now, coming here to the Chamye Myein Meditation Center, she had to admit that the food here was even better. That the cooks here do a really very good job. Yes. Is it correct? Do you agree? That's why you have become so fat. So the whole trip coming to Burma must be satisfying for you because the food was good and also your metta meditation practice was good. So all the foreign meditators, they surely have metta for all the volunteers. So did you radiate metta to the volunteers? So some of you have said that especially when you are in the dining hall, that at that time you radiate metta to the helpers.
So the fact that
you are here and you have met each other. This has not come without any reason, or this has not come about without any causes. But the fact that all of you are gathered here, that all of you meet each other, is due to certain causes and conditions. So in previous existences, you have been performing together wholesome deeds, wholesome karma, and so this is a cause for you to meet each other again here in this life at this place. And because now here you have been performing wholesome deeds together, you have created wholesome karma together, and so this wholesome karma will be the cause that in future existences you will meet each other again. And because of these wholesome actions, deeds, wholesome karma, then the effects of meeting together again in a future existence means that you will meet under fortunate circumstances with a happy mind. However, what is most important is to work towards the realization of Nibbana, of complete liberation. So therefore, all of you have been fortunate to come in contact with the teachings of the Buddha, and you are engaging in wholesome actions, meritorious actions, such as practicing generosity, dana. You are keeping sila, virtue, and you are engaging in the practice of meditation. So by doing all of this, may all of you be able to become free from all kinds of suffering. May all of you be able to realize Nibbana and become completely liberated.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we all got to go check it out.
Now the volunteers, they will go back to their work.
So Sayadaw has asked us also to say just a few words, not too many. It seems like a moment ago we were all in here saying welcome. And 300 years as well, probably, for some of you. Time goes very fast. life goes very fast. And when we come to the center, when we practice meditation, when we share wholesome Dharma activities together as Dhamma brothers and sisters, we're using that eye blink of a life as best as we can. This is the most beautiful thing you could be doing with your eyes. So heartfelt thank you for your practice, for your sincere and diligent effort these last 2 weeks. And as Mahamyang Sayadaw said at the beginning, what we cultivate when we cultivate this practice is kaya kama metta, vachi kama metta, mano kama metta. Metta in deed, speech, and thought. So no matter what you think of your practice this last 2 weeks, when you go out the gate, when you enter the wider world, your practice will continue. This may all feel like a dream in a couple of hours, but all the work that you've done here continues in the background. So please continue to cultivate this beautiful quality of loving kindness in your deed, in your speech, and on your cushion, in your thoughts. When you go home, on the way home, and in your regular workplaces, in your homes, in your families. The world is a messy place, we all know that. And this is the antidote to so much of what's going on out there. This is so special, what you're doing. And this is so special, what you will offer to the world as a result of your practice. So, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you again for your practice. And with heartfelt and profound well-wishing as you go home.
Yeah. Doriya Nyani, one mother got your job, man.
So instead of repeating what Sayadaw Dovirañani has already said, you know, all the words of gratitude and thank you and keep going and so on, I just want to give you another little metta present, another benefit resulting from your metta. Sayadaw has talked about the traditional 11 benefits of metta, but he has also said that, of course, there are many, many more benefits we can experience for ourselves when we live with metta, by metta. We also have given you some examples or stories. So here comes another one. Recently, they did some research or a test, and the outcome was that if you are friendly and kind, you get a bigger scoop of ice cream. They did this investigation in Austria, in Vienna. They sent out people to buy ice cream at ice cream stalls. In summer, they are all over the place. And so they instructed some people just to go up and say, give me some ice cream, chocolate, and vanilla. And they instructed other people to be very friendly to the person, say a few words, hello, how are you today? It's nice weather today, isn't it? I'm sure you have good business. Or the necklace you're wearing is quite pretty, where did you get it? And then say, well, and I'd like to have some ice cream, some vanilla, some chocolate. And then, you know, they put the ice cream on a scale. And usually those people who said some friendly words, they got more ice cream than the other ones. So, having said this, of course, now if we go and are very friendly when we buy ice cream, expecting to get a bit more, that's not the way to go. That's not pure metta. No expectations. But all the same, we just do it for the sake of being friendly, of being kind, of putting out more friendliness, more kindness into this world. And if we get the benefit of a bit more ice cream, we accept it graciously. Thank you.
Hey, who told me that I want to go? Your job, I mean.
So I'm very pleased to see all of you have a very lovely metta face. So you have been become the owner of metta. So I'm very happy. And so you should be confident that whatever problems comes up in your mind, in your life, so you can solve the problem with metta. And whenever I went overseas with Seattle, our trip is very smooth and successful. I believe that this is because of we used to cultivate metta. And also, whenever I do the meritorious deeds, I share the merits with all beings. And if you are angry at another person, you should reflect that this person was your friend or your relative in your previous life. So why are you angry at this person? And it is such a rare opportunity to have a really the precious life. So you should not waste your time in this very precious life as a human being. And it is the rather see the good sides of things than the negative sides. So the happiness of your life is depends on your qualities of your thoughts. So this is the happiness is highest form of health. So stay happily. So may all of you be able to live a happy and peaceful life. Thank you.
Yutare. So now we ask that first Olivia, you come here and say a few words.
Well, I'm not very good at public speaking, but it's only just beginning to dawn on me what a privilege it is to have been brought here. I feel like all of us have kind of been plucked from our corners of the globe and brought here for this intensive 2 weeks. And now we're being sent home as these kind of bombs of metta to explode in our families and communities, to give the world what it really needs. And it's such a privilege that each of us is here. I don't know what kind of karma we've done, in that we're all kind of here. But it feels like the most important 2 weeks that I've spent. I feel like we're this kind of crack team now of meta army, meta bond. So I'm sure I speak for all of us in offering my profound thanks to Sayadaw, to Aria, to Mimi, to Virnani, for this incredible experience. And may we all take it back with us into the world to give the world what it desperately needs. And thanks to all of the other beings, the volunteers, and all of the helpers and workers, and the food especially. And thank you to all of you.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
And now, Alex, please come. It was a very intensive time here for me. I was here for 4 months. I'm very happy. Many years ago, I encountered Aria in Switzerland, and since then, she has accompanied me on my path. Thank you. Thank you, Alex. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Now,
too happy to say something. And now come the questions and answers. So the question is, why are we instructed to send metta? Why are we instructed not to send metta to the dead? Is that just when we are beginning to learn metta, or are there circumstances when it is good to send metta to the dead? In the scriptures, it is explained that if we practice metta meditation, in order to attain the jhanas, then we should not choose a dead person as the object of our meditation. And why is that? Because in that case, the concentration based on metta would not arise. So Sayadaw interprets this statement as he understands it that in order to develop the metta or the concentration, one should not pick a person who is dead, like not cultivating metta to the corpse of that person. But however, this person is most likely reborn in another existence, and so for that being, one still can cultivate metta. So when a person has passed away, yes, then this person is no longer alive in this world, and so when there is the corpse of this person, Yavan should not, or concentration will not arise when one takes the corpse of this person as one's metta object. That's why it is said one should not take a dead person as the object for metta. So it is said that one should not cultivate metta for a dead person, like person has died in this life, is a corpse now, but it's not said in the scriptures that one cannot cultivate metta for the being that has been reborn. Next question. When was the last time Sayadaw was angry? So the last time dosa arose in Sayadaw's mind, this morning. But there are also times when there is no dosa inside his mind. For 1 month, for example.
The candidate generally who Dora did the leader of Shida do ya and GJ, Yipshida, Dora Muro, Maduya.
And when dosa arises, it's just a minor little dosa. It's not a big, strong dosa. Next question. Hello, Sayadaw. Thank you for your teaching. Did you ever go to Canada? If not, what are you waiting for? We have maple syrup. It's the best thing in the world. Apart from metta meditation, of course. So why did Sayadaw not go to Canada, or does not go? Because it's not because the right time has not arisen yet, or the causes and condition have not come together. You told a story that said, if we practice metta at the time of death, we will go to the Brahma realm after death. But last year, I seem to recall a story you told in which the Buddha gets mad at Sariputta for not teaching vipassana to a dying man so that he could achieve nibbana through the dying process. Is it better to practice vipassana at the time of death? So, at the time of death or before death, it's actually better to practice vipassana meditation than to practice metta. Why? Because before death, often strong, unpleasant, painful sensations arise. Experiencing strong, painful sensations, with the practice of metta meditation, one can usually not overcome these strong, painful sensations. Therefore, with the practice of vipassana meditation, one can overcome them or deal appropriately. Sayadaw will give an example. So at the time when Sayadaw was residing in a meditation center in Mobi, at that time he got sick.
Yoga ga le thoe de yoga.
And feeling not well because of stuck air inside. And it started to happen in the evening at around 10 o'clock. So at that time, all the volunteers, they had already gone to bed, they were sleeping, and also all the meditators, they are sleeping. So, the sensations that he got from the air stuck in his body, they were very strong. It was like being stabbed by a knife. And so in order to get rid of this pain, he took some Burmese herbal medicine. And then Sayadaw also cultivated metta, but the pain did not disappear with that. So after that, he switched to practice vipassana meditation, and already after about 3 minutes, the pain had disappeared.
And since
then, he never got this kind of pain.
So,
from this experience, Sayadaw came to understand or realize that in the case of strong physical sensations, it's only by addressing them with vipassana, by noting them, and in this way one can overcome them. So therefore, based on your metta meditation practice, please engage also in the vipassana meditation practice. Next question. Please speak to the situation in the north with the Rohingya. Understand that to say nothing looks as bad, almost as bad, as to support it.
The Nangayiri Jaro Punya Puido Alumho Puido Le Malogong Aria.
So for Sayadaw is not a politician, so it's not his work to do, it's not his field of activities.
Bebaga Mane Bebaga Mamamu
So, if a monk, takes side, this side, they are the good ones, the other side, they are the bad ones, or to give advice what to do, how to engage, actually, this can be a fault for the monk. There is compassion for them, but so lastly, it's dwelling in sabbe sattā kamma sakkhā. All beings are the heirs of their action. Next one. Dear Sayadaw, thank you very much for all your help in understanding the Dhamma and practicing metta. I have a question concerning the dana. Is it applied for the meditation center to build new accommodations or for socially deprived people too? So the donations that go to the center, they are used to support the meditators in the practice, so they are used for food when there are no specific donors. They are used for the electricity bill. They are used for the water. So for example, the bill for water and electricity for 1 month comes to about 400,000 lakh chats. However, in the cool season, like right now, the bill is higher. Because the heaters for the water, for the hot water, they are on all the time. So in order to make you feel comfortable here, the heaters are on, you have hot water, and so then sometimes the bill rises up to 600,000 chats a month. And for the food, like during this Metta meditation retreat, every day there was a donor, you have offered the meals, so no need to spend money on food during this retreat, but at times when there is no donor, then the center has to pay for the food, and depending on how many meditators are here, it can be one lakh 100,000 chat
or more.
And also the dana that goes to Sayadaw, sometimes Sayadaw uses it also for general expenditures for supporting the yogis. You offer to Sayadaw, however, Sayadaw has no personal money.
Okay.
Last question. What function does mindfulness have in metta practice compared with the vipassana practice? And what about clear comprehension and wisdom in the metta practice? So the function of sati or mindfulness is to be aware of the object. In the vipassana meditation practice, so sati, mindfulness, is aware of the objects that arise in body and mind. So in the vipassana meditation practice, the function of sati, of mindfulness, is to be mindful or to be aware of the objects that arise from moment to moment in one's body and mind. And in the metta meditation practice, the function of sati, of mindfulness, is to be aware of the object of the metta practice, that is, to be aware of the person we have chosen as object in the metta practice.
Okay. vipadana bwajin kitsa vipadana bwajin yiyuja karo dinyan piyong bwa.
In the meditation, no, in the vipassana meditation practice, the goal or the purpose of this practice is to gain understanding.
Vadinyan irung zoro vipadana adinyan ni me adinyan ni phu adinyan ni piyong adhikatha bwa.
The understanding through the vipassana meditation practice is to realize insights that culminate in the realization of magga jnana, path knowledge, and phala jnana, fruition knowledge. And engaging in samatha meditation practice, the main goal is to establish concentration. So the metta meditation practice is a form of samatha meditation. So through the practice of metta meditation, as a samatha practice, we establish concentration, but it's not about establishing clear comprehension or understanding insight. Do you understand? So the questions here are finished, but is there something else you want to know or to ask?
Burmese
people, they recite the Metta Sutta in Pali, and those people who know the meaning, they know the meaning, and there are other peoples who do not know the meaning. No, they don't teach it in schools. They teach it in monasteries.
Okay.
So now we will offer the dana to the respective persons. So first offering Sayadaw's bowl to Sayadaw, and so for this we have asked Mats, please come. So Uwin from the office will receive the dana on account of Sayadaw, because it's not appropriate to hand it over into Sayadaw's hands. So you can take the ball of Sayadaw. And that, yeah, kneel down. And offer it to U Win, to this man.
Sadhu,
sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And now offering the ball for the monastery. Manuela, please. And you also can offer it to Uwin. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And now the next person we have asked to offer. Olivia, will you come? And you can offer it to the two of us. And so now we do the forgiveness practice.
Good. Jibawa di chimaro metadia boa bi ni de do abiga ma si la ba.
So now here, having practiced metta meditation, there are no faults.
But
there have been faults in your life, like so the whole course of your life up to now, and so now we will ask for forgiveness for all these faults. So as I ask for forgiveness in English, so just bear it in your mind. If there have been any faults, or if I have been harming any of the persons here or in my life through my actions of body, speech, and mind, if it was intentionally or unintentionally, I ask for forgiveness.
I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. Sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Bunyiru, alu mboli, bunyiru nebariya, wiyawzari alu. Nangaru alu miya male. Kai gambi, wazi gambi, mano gambi. Tutundiya miya shigelu shin. Kunlo jawa alu.
And also Sayadaw, asks for forgiveness, also in the name of all the monks here, of all the helpers here. So if there have been any faults or any form of harming through their actions of body, speech and mind, intentionally or unintentionally, please forgive me, us. We forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you.
Sadhu. ပြန်မဲ့ယောဂီများလည်းနောက်နေ့အချိန်ရရင်ရတယ်လို့လာပြီးမေတ္တာတရားပွားဝိပဿနာတရားပွားလာရောက်ပွားလဲကြပါလို့အဲဘုန်းကြီးကဖိတ်ခေါ်ပါတယ
် So Sayadaw says especially now to the yogis who are departing please come back next year to practice again to practice metta or to practice vipassana meditation so Sayadaw is inviting all of you to come back here
နာရကဘုန်းကြီးတို့ဂျာမနီမှာတရားစခန်းရှိတယ်အမေရိကမှာလည်းတရားစခန်းတွေရှိတယ်အဲ့ဒီတရားစခန်းတွေကိုလည်းလာရောက်ပြီးဝါများအထုံနိုင်ကြပါတယ
် or else this year Sayadaw will conduct retreats in the United States and also in Germany soyou also can come and attend one of these retreats.
ဒီမေရအိမ်မှာလည်းပဲဒီမေတ္တာဝိပဿနာဒီတရားတွေအချင်းရရတယ်လို့ရှုမှတ်ပွားများအထောက်ကြမေ့ပြီးပြင့်မထားကြနဲ့
And Sayadaw also encourages you to continue to practice at home, practice vipassana, practice metta, so do notput these practices away.
And I'll have you to be like my.
So Sayadaw wants to remind you.
Yeah. Metta. Metta is the two dogs, no? Metta and the other. Yeah. So, you can do metta. Metta is the one. Yogi is the one. The one is the one. The one is the one. The one is the one.သောတိကျင့်သုံးရတဲ့သီလကုသိုလ်တွေ၊ပွားများအားထုတ်ရတဲ့မေတ္တာဘာဝနာကုသိုလ်တွေ၊ဒီကုသိုလ်အားလုံးကိုဒီကျောင်းတိုင်းထဲမှာရှိတဲ့နတ်တွေ၊အခြားခြားတတ္တဝါတွေ၊ဒါကဘာမှာရှိတဲ့တတ္တဝါအားလုံးကိုမေတ္တာပို့ပြီးမျှဝေရ
And so now we will cultivate metta and also share all the merit that we have createdthrough this practice here. The merit created through the practice of dana, generosity, the merit created by the practice of sila, virtue, and the merit created through the practice of meditation, metta meditation. So sharing all these merits with the devas who are around here, with other beings that we can hearBut also sharing the merit with all living beings everywhere. And we will do the Burmese metta chant, and after that the Amya, Amya, Amya.
Metta, Bhamalu Sumala.
Bhamalu.
Bhamalu Sudamala.
So can you chant Burmese?
Okay, Bhamadaka Dadaibo.
So now you know Burmese.
Okay, can you zoom in?
Page 3, I think.
Along Tata Wabi, Chanda Javazi, Gosin Ye Kinya Bazi,Satan ye kinya bazi Azaza ya ya Asimji jabazi
Afmiya,
Afmiya, Afmiya Yuromu jabagulo Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu Afmiya, Afmiya, အမြပြုတော်မူကြပါကုန်လောသာဓုသာဓုသာဓုအမြအမြပြုတော်မူကြပါကုန်လောသာဓုသာဓုသာဓု
တို့ group အမြင်မှာကောင်းရေးနေရေးလိုက်နော်နေရာကောင်း